From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Evacuations of civilians and rebels were due to begin Wednesday in the Syrian city of Aleppo, where a government ground offensive backed by Russia forced opposition fighters from eastern neighborhoods they held since 2012. Details of the agreement brokered by Turkey and Russia were sketchy, and it's unclear if evacuations have started and where the civilians and fighters would go. On Tuesday, at an emergency meeting of the Security Council, Western envoys criticized Russia for its ongoing military support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the months of attacks inflicted on residents of Aleppo. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
The regime and its Russian allies will only be emboldened to replicate their starve and surrender and slaughter tactics elsewhere. This will be their model for attempting to retake cities and towns across Syria. It will not end with Aleppo, and it will not focus on terrorists. It never has, and there is no evidence that it will.
Meantime, UN Special Envoy Stephane de Mistura has called for UN access to oversee the evacuations of civilians from Aleppo. Members of Gambia's ruling party asked the Supreme Court Tuesday to void December 1st election results following their leader's loss. The appeal was made the same day that a delegation of West African leaders arrived in the capital city to urge President Yahya Jammeh to concede the election after more than two decades in office. Jammeh withdrew his concession defeat to Adama Barrow, citing unacceptable errors found by election officials. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump announced Tuesday his nomination of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State. Tillerson has spent his 41-year career at the oil company, gaining knowledge that Trump says is crucial to leading the State Department. Some Republicans are expressing concern over Tillerson's close ties to Russia, but others, such as former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, call him an excellent choice. Meantime, the president-elect went to Wisconsin on Tuesday for another of his thank you rallies.
Together, we're going to make Washington answer to the people once again. We're going to put the government to work for you, first time in a long time. The whole world is recognizing our movement. It's because of you.
Also Tuesday, Trump named former Texas Governor Rick Perry to head the country's Department of Energy. U.S. officials say President Barack Obama's administration is stopping the planned sale of precision-guided weapons to Saudi Arabia. In response to concerns over Saudi military practices in the Yemeni civil war, which has claimed the lives of thousands of civilians, in addition to canceling the sale of the precision, guided weapons, the U.S. will change the way it trains Saudi Air Force personnel to improve their accuracy. The U.S. actions could further strain ties with Saudi Arabia, just as President-elect Trump prepares to take office next month. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said he personally killed suspected criminals when he was mayor of a southern city to set an example for police.
But in Davao, I used to do it personally, just to show to the guys that if I can do it, why can't you?
Duterte made the comments in a speech to businessmen as he discussed his campaign to eradicate illegal drugs that has seen police and unknown assailants kill thousands of people since he became president on June 30th. Duterte also dismissed criticism from human rights groups and U.S. President Barack Obama about his brutal anti-crime tactics, vowing to continue his crackdown. And two separatist lawmakers from Hong Kong said Wednesday that they are filing an appeal of a lower court's decision to prevent them from taking office after they altered their oaths by adding an anti-China slur when they were being sworn in. The pair told the media that they had come up with a new legal argument to challenge the previous court decision. As few pro-Beijing protesters outside the courthouse yelled slogans denouncing them as traitors. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.